Designers, business owners, we love you. We respect you. We know that you are amazing and you can do, if you really had to, everything inside of your business. We also know, tough love on the other side, that things tend to slip. Days tend to fill up. Fires tend to get started that you have to be the one to put out, and you can't sustainably do it all over the course of time. And so when that really starts to happen, when multiple priorities are in the air, you're juggling all these things, what's really going to come down to it at the end of the day, what's going to be the difference maker in your success and your progress towards your goals is accountability.
100%. The hardest thing is building the habit. It's not usually doing the thing. Whatever system you're working on, whatever problem you're trying to solve, learning that new thing you know that you can do. Maybe finding the time is hard. That's a definite challenge. But certainly the biggest one I foresee is the consistency of showing up to the habit or the process or whatever it needs to fix the problem. So there's many issues. I don't know if we should say issues, but there are many topics of conversation that you need this accountability, you need this support, and it really shouldn't be a judgment. No judgment, okay? We all know you could do the thing.
Right. Know yourself.
The delay comes from you consistently showing up to the thing, and that's where that partnership of accountability is sometimes necessary for you. Listen, you might be listening out there like, no, I'm very regimented, I'm structured, I can rock in a routine. Awesome, that's your strength. But in a drowning workload and a life and cup that's already filled, please do not judge yourself to put your hand up and be like, I need someone to help me show up for this thing.
Giving yourself credit where credit is due, you are probably showing up, and sometimes we might even argue over delivering for your clients. When you are working inside of your projects, you guys are not letting go. We know that. When you are working on your business, when you are being the business owner, the CEO, the visionary, sometimes y'all are letting that stuff slip because working inside of your projects could be a full-time job if you'd let it. So what we're talking about, this accountability to your goals, this consistency is really about not letting that become a full-time job and making sure you are keeping yourself in that seat of the CEO, not just the principal designer.
Yeah. The point is that the foundation where the work matters, where you really have to show up consistently, is not visible to your clients. Your clients are going to feel the benefits of it, but it's not a visual thing to them. And so when you're drowning and you've got a lot of work going on, you're focused on the money, you're focused on that project flow, there's the number one priority really needs to be in the business. And whatever baby step you're working on and ensuring you're listen to the episode about the triangle, the foundational triangle for growth, but it's very easy to excuse those habits. And that's where a really strong partnership, like our executive partnerships, are there to support you, not just give you the tools, but make sure that we're showing up with you to ensure the habit is being implemented until we can walk away from that and trust that you're grounded inside of that process.
Right. And I think on this podcast, we've done a good job. I mean, I hope you guys tell us, leave us a voicemail. But I think we've done a really good job of talking about what those foundational projects are that we'll need to work on and implement throughout the course of your business growth journey. And what we also want to make sure we're educating on is what goes along with that, which is what we call coaching and accountability. And that is just making sure that you don't feel like you're walking that path alone. You don't feel like you're working on those projects alone. You don't feel like at the end of the day, it only comes down to you. Even if what you need is regular working sessions, or if what you need is the consistency of someone following up with you, making sure whatever it is got across the finish line, that I think is something that's not really out there. There are courses, there are programs, there are things to teach you. There are not a lot of people out there saying, I am on your team now, and I am going to help you stay accountable to these goals. And that is really what we're talking about with the coaching. It's the education and the accountability that comes with it, the habit setting.
Yeah, we're not going to fix your pricing model and then say, here, I taught you this tool, sink or swim.
Good luck. Love ya.
What? It's brand new. You're shaking in your boots. Absolutely not. Money conversations are hard for you. We're going to give you the tools, the know-how, and then I'm going to show up and I'm going to close it with you. And we're going to price those jobs together in for as long as you have the confidence to do it on your own, because it doesn't serve you to pass go if you don't comprehend whatever you've just been working on. And I find that that's another chronic problem. And I'm going to take some accountability, because you know what? Last year in our program, I didn't value the accountability aspect of this so much. I think my business owner brain was like, I want it to give them everything they need as fast as possible, so it's the most cost-effective thing for them and just flooded to them really fast. And I had some client feedback and some lensing to look at myself like, okay, not everyone works at my speed. These concepts and ideas are very locked in for me and not for them. And clients who didn't succeed, I really evaluated to learn that it wasn't the tools. It was just that they didn't implement the habit. And then they went on to the next thing. And then they kind of like halfly used the previous thing. And they only took small pieces of everything and it was too fast. So this is why I keep saying, like, don't judge yourself. It doesn't serve you to move beyond something very quickly because we're so pressed on a timeline and we're looking at the dollars. It's more important that you fully understand whatever foundational aspect you're working on and then put your hand up. If you know you're a human that cannot self-direct a gym program, straight up, this is like a direct correlation. If you can't get motivated, find a program online and show up to the gym and just do it yourself, then you should have a trainer or coach next to you to make sure you do the thing once you've learned the exercises. And that's what all of our foundational projects are about. It's learning how to do the thing, implementing the thing. And then the key element to this is ensuring the habit locks in. And I think that's, Evelyn, what you're saying is like the extreme differential.
Yeah. And then beyond that, continuing to enhance it. Continuing to sit down and look at it and make sure it's working in the most optimal way. And I think that accountability, I don't know if anyone out there like me is a reality TV junkie. I feel like there is kind of a buzzword around accountability right now. Like, it's hot. Taking accountability is in. Thank God.
I didn't know this.
Totally.
Are you watching Love Island? Don't tell me you're a Love Island person.
No, but I have really tuned into the summer house drama of summer 2026.
Oh, dear Lord. I can't handle it.
Taking accountability is hot. We love that. But we were into this before pop culture was.
I didn't know we were sexy. Yes, we're hot over here. Accountability.
Totally. Accountability is in for 2026. And we love it. But this has been a core value of 4D Biz. Because it is so rare. I feel like true accountability is so rare. So I'm pulling up the definition for y'all in case you're like, let me like really hear what you're talking about. Personal accountability, taking ownership of your own choices, which can really mean two things, I feel. Admitting your mistakes and or standing by your priorities. You're taking ownership of your own choices and you're following through on personal or interpersonal commitments. So there's like this twofold part of your accountability. You're making your choices and you're standing by them 10 toes down, and then you're following through on them with your actions. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about accountability. And as a business owner, this is going to be a key differentiator of success. Are you doing the work to set your goals so that you can stand by them? And then are you doing the work to stay committed to them and keep showing up to them over and over and over? And if you can honestly say in either one or both of those avenues, you know, maybe I've been lacking, or maybe I could be more consistent, or maybe I could be more like sure of my plan and my priorities. There is absolutely no shame in that. But then this coaching and accountability piece of having the right partner next to you to meet with you monthly to look over those marketing metrics that you just keep not looking at and not making decisions based around, or whatever it is. That's what we're talking about in our executive partnerships when we say coaching and accountability. There's a lot of different ways that it looks, but that's the why.
Yeah. And like I said, sometimes the level of need will change as well. You need a high level of accountability in the beginning. I just learned this thing. It's fresh to me. I still have some questions. I'm not sure what this button does. I mean, there's so many different translations of project or foundational accountability we can be talking about. So it could start very high and then it backs down into, now I know how to read my marketing metrics report. I actually know what that thing means. I've met with Evelyn on a higher frequency. And now I can back that down quarterly because I understand the weeds of what I'm looking at. And now I just have high level questions on that quarterly basis as the company is growing, evolving, and the strategy needs to change. And that's also the differentiator between a lot of things, is knowing where you're at in your growth marker, knowing that you can accomplish a goal in a simple way, but there's still a lot of work to return in that project as the company grows. And that's the other side of accountability. It's not just locking in the habit. It's having someone track and see what's going on from a very educated level to also keep you focused. Because the partner in accountability is focus. And in an industry that's flooded with noise, I mean, you could be sitting here, if you're a podcast junkie, you're listening to us, and let's just say you're out there self-directing your strategy and coaching journey. Oh, dear God, it's terrifying. It's a terrifying world for someone to collect a grouping of coaches from all these different avenues, perspectives, walks of life, and ultimately they will pull the arms off your body. They will pull the arms off your body, or you will take one pull a little bit. It's just not good. You're not going to really go anywhere. All I see it is resistance pulling you in all million directions.
Tug of war with your own torso.
I've sort of done this for myself in the past. And then financially, you're strapped. You've seen no growth. Now you started this to get help. And now you're more messier than ever before because financially you're struggling because you've overcommitted to maybe expensive things to support you that aren't giving you the support you need. And it's a lot. So focus. Clarify a strategy. If you're going to work with someone, my recommendation is you do not work with multiple people. Stay focused on the strategy that whoever you're working with has carved out for you and succeed at that strategy. And if you don't succeed at the strategy, then they're not the right coach. And then we move on. But focus on your goals. Don't go to a conference. I'm putting my hand up. I've done this.
I was just about to say, this is from experience, people.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay, I'll give this story. And Evelyn, this will go to heart because this is when Evelyn was managing 6 interns for Shana Rose Interiors. I go to a conference. The conference is a marketing conference. The world of automation had just begun, okay? So the whole conference is talking about sales funnels and how you should bring people through an informational journey that unlocks them to the next thing and blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm freaking inspired. I am like, yes, this is definitely what we should be doing.
Makes sense to me.
Total sense. And we're a software company. Didn't even fully understand our service. Like, no, whatever. So I come back and I come back hot.
Hot and heavy.
And I'm like, Evelyn, this is what we need to do. Carve out the whole plan. We're going to have interns. They're going to rock the projects. They're going to compete against each other. We'll pick the best landing pages through the whole thing. All right, let's fast forward. How many years did it take us to just totally throw all that in the garbage? 2, 3, maybe more.
2, less than 2.
Whatever. Moral of the story is, it was all a waste of time.
Right. I was like, can I just keep one on like developing a logo for the company, please?
None of that made sense. Now I know if I was at a different point in business and I had went to that conference, I would have digested that information much differently. I would have taken that as, let's create the sales journey and the intake process and use automated funnels to do that.
Totally, which we have and which we do.
But just to say, wasn't at that point. I had no business being at that conference. 0% value for where I was at. Huge value for where we were going to go in 2 years from there, but all the work, all the effort, big fat waste of time. But I couldn't see it because here I am swimming in a sea of decisions with no set path of someone being like, here's where we should focus on. And yes, while this matters, it doesn't really matter so much right now. Get a friggin' welcome packet, get an investment guide. Here's 2 email templates and a questionnaire. Be gone. Here, follow this, stay consistent. This is what it is. I digress, people. It matters.
I love what you said about focus. I totally agree. And I would say layered onto that is your accountability partner, whoever it may be, you're really going to need to trust them. Because at that point, if I had stood up and said, Shayna, no, this is not what we need to be doing. Here's where I want to put our intern's time. And I know you have trust in me, and I'm not saying that. We weren't there in our partnership yet where you would have said like, oh, okay, I totally trust you. Yeah, you're right. Let's back down and not like we would have done the sales pages one way or the other, I think, at that point.
Oh, no. Yeah. Experience is what is going to drive the decisions.
Someone can only keep you focused if you really, truly have that trust with them that when they do push back or when they do challenge you, you're able to reconsider your own perspective. And sometimes you're still going to overrule them. And guess what? You are the business owner and you can absolutely do that.
Right. That's fine. And what I will say, and this really wasn't supposed to be a conversation about how to pick the right accountability partner, but it's totally. Like sort of leading in that direction. So I'm just going to take it that way.
Let's go, baby. Roll.
In that time, I didn't have the right accountability partner in terms of a coach. I had just a cheerleader, a yes person, and someone who didn't lead me down the right path. So I would also say you have to question in the spirit of trust, who are you trusting and what is your goal for working with them? And then question yourself, do they have the experience and the backing and can they showcase that to you? Example, and this is just more of a broad, simple one. But if you are a growing business, you are looking to build a team in which you are going to lead an operation and successfully delegate to a team of individuals. Does this person have that lens for you? Do they themselves have a team? Are they showing you that they are that leader who is a growing business and is the same growing business that you want to be? How are they actually structured? Are there just third parties all tied to them? Or is this an internal team that they have been scaling? There's so many avenues that you really have to dissect. And in the beginning, when you're picking a partnership, you know, I was in such need. You know, I feel like you kind of just jump into the first one or two things you might hear because you're in need. This person's saying that they support interior designers or they're a business coach in some way or another. And you just sort of want to automatically trust them because the way they speak about themselves maybe sounded great or
they look like they're very successful. You know, it seems like they make great money. Like, yeah, I'm about that.
Now, I have to say, that's a big thing too. It's like pulling back the curtain. It was one of the most shocking things for me in my young business ownership. And like from a very early age at like 24, I feel like Michael Korn would just back this because he would tell people that I would just eat him up and just spit him out. Because if you did not back what you said to me, I am just like floored.
Not taking accountability.
Not taking accountability. They could sell really well.
And not taking ownership for their actions and not committing.
Oh my goodness. It was mind-blowing to me. And then that makes you start to question. I think I got jaded a little bit. It makes you start to really question like every single person that you meet in business. Like, are you a poser or are you legit?
Are you projecting success or are you achieving success?
Is this real or is this not? Are you wearing this custom little friggin' 5-piece suit, but you're living in a friggin' shed? Because there's a lot of that out there. Really good salespeople and not the accountability to back what they're saying. So again, this wasn't supposed to be a conversation about how to pick your accountability partner, but I would say really question what your goal is. And if your goal matches what they are showcasing inside of their business, it's a great match. And sometimes you might be working with someone who's just a specialist in one certain area. And that's important to identify. You're there to work with their specialty, not to listen to maybe all the upselling and noise around them, identifying what the specialty is, staying focused on that goal, and then finding that next specialist or whoever you want to have that next conversation with. But it is my belief that the biggest challenge in business is understanding where you are at in business, what your growth marker is, where your focus needs to be, and then building those habits like we talked about, which is just showing up for the consistency of it. Everyone wants all the things. When you know your path and you know you need all the things, it's very easy to want all those things very quickly, but it's not necessary. We all want the instant dopamine hit, doesn't need to be.
If you could build a successful business in one day, every single person would own and run a successful business.
The shit's hard. It's absolutely hard. And so having that person to craft that, calm you down, set the pace, understand how you can hit a goal and do something very simply and return to it to enhance it.
Keep you moving forward. Keep giving you credit where credit is due. Be about the good, better, best. Get good on the board and move on from there. Don't be the reality star on the reunion special just saying, oh yeah, I take accountability for that. That's not what accountability is. Owning the mistake, apologizing for the mistake, making a plan to not make that mistake again, and committing to that plan over and over and over until you're unrecognizable from the person sitting on that couch. That's what we're talking about, people.
I don't even watch reality shows, but I'm just going to assume don't be on Love Island showing up on season 2 saying the same old sad saga story.
You're showing that you're not a TV person, Jay. The metaphor is not working.
No, I like TV. I just don't do reality. Let's go back to the gym. Let's get back in the gym, okay?
This is the fundamental difference between you and me.
Don't be the person who gets on the scale and gains weight. Be the person who doesn't make excuses. Little tiny, tiny actions you can commit to.
Or gains weight because you're building muscle, baby.
Sure, that's it. But typically, we're not heading in the gym starting there, okay? Typically, we're in a female-dominated industry. We're all in there for the loss, let's be honest. But yeah, I mean, that's the challenge. Stick to your North Star. Carve out that strategy. We know that you can do anything, but sometimes you just don't have the time of the day. So get the support you need to, or make that 30 minutes every single week. If that's all you have, 30 minutes every single week, commit to building the skill that you need or spending the time to implement the thing.
Whatever it is, reviewing your financials, staying committed to your networking goals and crafting those partnerships and nurturing those relationships, continuing to further your own professional development and your knowledge of your technologies, keeping on top of your marketing strategy, whatever it is, whatever that goal is that you committed to when you took ownership of your choices, stay committed and follow through on it. And when you are accountable to what you are saying is important to you, you will feel a difference in the way you operate as the owner of your company.
Couldn't say it better myself. Here's what it comes down to. The habit is the hard part. Not learning the thing, not even finding the time, although yes, that is a very real thing. It's showing up to the thing consistently, week after week, until it stops being a decision and starts being just how you operate. And if you are someone who has all the tools, all the knowledge, and still finds yourself not following through on the foundational work, that's not a character flaw. That's just a human thing. And it's exactly why finding the right accountability partner changes everything.
And here's what we want you to really sit with. Accountability is not just admitting when things go wrong. It's making the decision, standing by the decision, and following through on the decision over and over until you are unrecognizable from where you started. As a business owner, that's going to be one of the biggest differentiators of your success. Not the tools, not the programs, not the conference you attended, but the consistency of showing up to the right things in the right order with someone in your corner who won't let you drift.
We want you to be honest with yourself about where you aren't showing up. Is it your marketing metrics, your networking goals, your system of procedures? Whatever it is, ask yourself, do I have a trusted partner helping me stay focused and accountable to hit this specific goal? Not a cheerleader, not a yes person, but someone who will push back when it counts and stay with you until the habit locks in. If that person does not exist in your business right now, that is your next move.
So when you're ready to stop collecting advice from all different directions out there and start working with a team that will actually walk the path with you, we want to have that conversation. Schedule a free call with us at 4designerbusiness.com or click the link in the show notes. Come ready to talk with us about what hasn't been sticking, and we will meet you exactly where you are.
If you found value in today's episode, please help us reach more designers just like you by taking a moment to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you are listening. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so make sure you are subscribed so you never miss one. And be sure to send us your anonymous questions at 4designerbusiness.com. Maybe you've been self-directing your strategy for too long and you are spinning your wheels. Maybe you've invested in coaching before and you've walked away with nothing to show for it. whatever it is, send it in and you just might get free coaching on a future episode.
Listen, the designers who build the business and the life they actually want are not ones who figured it out all alone. They're the ones who knew when to ask for help, knew how to stay focused on their strategy, and showed up to the habit long after the excitement wore off. Stay the course, find your partner, and don't stop until the habit becomes who you are. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.
Let's get it, y'all.